Carrie, and with that, we're at item 15, license sales update with Director Tom Kirschman.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and again, Tom Kirschman, Director of Wildlife Division. So, quick comment, you look at your agenda, and it's no surprise that the last three items on the agenda for information items for the Division of Wildlife has a pheasant theme to it. And I guess I can only open up by saying, happy pheasant hunting season. It is here, and excitement is high, and it continues to grow. This is always one of the funnest times of the year, obviously, and as an old pheasant biologist, I can't be more excited about what happens this weekend and obviously the weekend after with the traditional opener. A lot of folks are really excited about it. A lot of plans have been made, and now it's time to go out and enjoy the field and all the resources that we have. And we'll talk just a little bit more about pheasant hunting here, but not going to spend a lot of time on specific license items here today. I want to hit on a few other highlights that are associated with a couple of license types. But again, as we've talked about the last couple of months, our license sales have been very strong this year. And looking at it from a license year, December 15th to date, whether we're talking about hunting licenses, fishing licenses, all the things have been very, very strong again this year. And it's a huge kudos to all of our staff and all the work that's being done, whether it's access opportunities, habitat efforts that we're doing, so that we have the resources out there, our hatchery system, our biologists, and all their management activities that they take place in. But obviously, we'd be remiss if we wouldn't say thank you to all the landowners and all the other partnering agencies out there, whether it's another state agency, federal agency, other land management agencies as well. But none of them are more important than the private landowners. With a state that has 80% private land ownership, things happen on private land. And so we cannot do what we do, and we can't be where we are today without the cooperation and efforts of our private landowners. So again, thank you to our landowners across the state. So quickly, commissioners, looking at license sales, the first page there talks about combination licenses. We are maybe just a little bit behind from last year when we look at data combination licenses. Our senior license numbers are up. We've seen kind of that trend the last couple of years with senior combination, but obviously numbers are still very strong when we look at in comparison to where we are last year in three-year averages. Next page as habitat stamp. Again, from a resident side, things are holding very steady to where we were last year at this time. Our non-resident numbers are up a little bit, and that's, again, applicable to some of the license types that are being purchased by non-residents and the applications that are put in with some of the big game drawings that take place. Where I do want to talk a little bit more about is on the next page, and this is our small game hunting licenses in particular. And this is where we talk about the pheasant hunting licenses, the grouse hunting licenses, both from a resident, non-resident side. Again, when you look at the numbers, things look really good. We're holding very strong on that resident side. In fact, when you look at just the small game licenses, we're up from last year. We're up considerably from a three-year trend, which is always something that we take a close look at just to know what direction are we going overall, because that helps us predict the future as well. And so things look very good. Obviously, with the optimism of the hunting season we had last year, the number of birds we harvested, with the conditions that we had over the winter months, the spring, the summer, and leading up to the fall, nothing can lead more than to another fantastic pheasant hunting season this year. And so we're going to continue to watch those numbers. The same way holds true for the non-resident side. Strong numbers right now for small game license sales. And even on that, on the flip side of this, on those shooting preserves, when you look at the different license types there, the most popular one is the five-day non-resident shooting preserve licenses, and those are higher than the last couple of years at this same time and look very strong at the same time as well. Again, we have significant activities about to happen. The pheasant opener this weekend for residents only, so that'll be a three-day Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and then the following weekend is the traditional opener, and a lot of excitement around that. Couple of key things that happens this time of the year, we watch very, very closely on that opening weekend of license sales. And typically how we see those trends of license sales in that opening weekend, that Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we compare to previous years. Again, it's a great indicator of what we probably can predict for the rest of the season. History has told us when we compare license sales and if things are going well, that typically leads into the remainder of the season as well. So we'll watch that very closely. We'll be really excited to see how many people are out there and enjoying the resources that we have. And as we get that information, we'll share some more updates with you as the commissioners as well as we move along, and then the next sales update at the November commission meeting. A couple of things that I would say about the pheasant hunting season. Again, habitat conditions look great. We've had incredible rainfalls all across the state. As Deputy Secretary and I were traveling yesterday, just talking about how green things are as you travel across most of the state. There are a few spots that are still dry, but how green it was. And then even when you saw pastures or hayland, the top is starting to cure for fall, but yet everything below is lush green yet. And you just typically don't see that this time of the year. So when you really think about habitat conditions, they look phenomenal. A couple of things that will play into the opening couple of weekends of pheasant hunting. There's still a lot of standing crops out there right now. I mean, soybean harvest is going on and it's making great progress. There are a few harvests going on with corn, but what we have seen over the last 10 days or so, those crops are really curing and they're curing fast. And so there's going to be a plethora of small armies of harvesting going on from a crop harvest across the state. And as that progresses and comes to more completion, there's going to be even more opportunities because those birds will utilize some of those standing crops early on. But we anticipate that harvest is really going to go fast as things continue to cure. Great weather is in the forecast coming up, and we would fully anticipate that things are going to be fantastic those few opening weekends. And then the next page, fishing license sales. Again, as we've talked about the last couple of months, very strong, both on the resident and non-resident side. You look at annual fishing licenses for residents, over 55,000. Those are not record numbers, but boy, they are not far off from some of the highest annual sales that we've seen just for specifically to annual fishing licenses. So those have been very, very strong. And on the non-resident side, those numbers are extremely high and doing very well also. And we're seeing that fishing remains very good. Some of the rain we had slowed fishing down a little bit. We're going to wait for temperatures in the water to cool off a little bit, and things will certainly pick up again. But a lot of opportunities to still be in front of our anglers as we go forward the next month or two. And then the last page just has some statistics on a few of the big game or drawing seasons and some of the license sales going on for deer, turkey. I won't go into all those, but again, interest remains high for big game hunting opportunities in South Dakota. There's a lot of licenses that folks are after, and we're really excited as those things come about. The one thing that I would mention again, you saw the emails and the information of EHD as we find that poking up in a few spots across the state. We continue to monitor that. We ask folks to let us know if they do see things, whether it's sick deer or deceased deer. We're hopeful that it will not be a significant one. We don't have any indication right now that it is. We've just had some few reports and have confirmed a few sporadically across the state, but we continue to watch that. Conditions are right in some locations based on the water that we had, the warm temperatures, water's receding, and that breeding ground for that biting midge certainly exists out there. But we'll continue to watch that. What we will probably learn more reports with the hunters hitting the fields over the next 2 weeks, in particular pheasant hunting, and as our landowners are out there harvesting crops. That's usually the two big items that really help us determine what kind of numbers may or may not exist out there of animals that succumb to EHD. But we will keep our eyes on that and keep you updated and informed if there's anything of concern or significance. Right now that doesn't exist, but something just to be aware of, and we want folks to be aware of that as well. So again, happy pheasant hunting week or month, I should say. It's one of the funnest times of the year for our agency, for our sportsmen and women. Everybody enjoys pheasant hunting, and we are extremely excited for the next couple of weeks and hope you all have the opportunity to get out and enjoy it as well.
Very good. Any questions for Director Krishman? Cole.
Just one comment. I think now that the dust has settled, talking about the EHD, and I think I can speak for pretty much the southeastern part, even into Commissioner Julie's area, I think people, the hunters overall, are very happy at what we did. Wouldn't everybody agree to that? Yeah, and I mean, I've heard it from a lot of sportsmen, a lot of landowners, and it took them a while to grasp this buck-only thing. I think they thought we were all crazy, but I think they figured it out. I think they understand it. And, yeah, from what, you know, I remember last year at this particular meeting,
yep.
50% of the cases were in my county. And I thought, what's going on? And that's not, now you look at it, it's spread out, and it's, I think, it's what always right. is there. So I just wanted to, reinstill the fact that we did the right job this year. So hopefully it turns out well.
Very good. Thank you, Commissioner. Any other comments from the commission? Seeing none, we appreciate the information. Thank you. And with that, we have come to the end of our meeting for October. As I indicated at the beginning, we will not be meeting tomorrow. This does conclude all of our business for this month. Solicitation of agenda items for another commission meeting moving forward. Any items that a commissioner would like to bring up?
Is this one we can make comments to?
Yes, please. Commissioner Call.
I've got just one thing I want to add, since everybody's given the warm, fuzzy feelings to everybody and how great everything's been going, and I agree with it all. Nick, I want you to come sit up here. Look at this. I get to give orders now. I want to talk about the roundup just quickly, and specifically these two guys. And, you know, we only know enough about what you do to see the good benefits. Look at them. They're going, what the hell is he doing?
This isn't good.
But, you know, at the roundup this year, I think I know the part you're in charge of, and kudos to that. But one question for you, first of all, did you wear the pheasant outfit?
I was not in the pheasant outfit, no. They put me in charge of reading. I'm not sure. It didn't fit my skill set as well as the pheasant outfit, but that was a peer chamber member.
I wanted to know if my training for you and Bruce the Bison actually paid off. But anyhow, so now I really want to go into something else, and I got to talk about both of you. I've been to a lot of roundups. In fact, I would defy most people to say they've been to more than me. And this year I did something I've never got to do. I didn't do anything but stay back. And it was interesting because I think the work that you put in was portrayed into the work that this young man over here does, Chris. And, you know, when I first walked around, I was up at the Tatanka Center, and I was walking around. I talked to our concessionaire, saw the chuck wagon get going, and I proceeded to look over, and I saw Chris over here with a headset on and another lady sitting next to him on public TV, and they were doing, was it live?
Yeah.
They were doing a live program. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I got to be a little nosy, so I was listening to all the statistics, and I'm going to tell you what, I don't think half of us know what these guys put in and the knowledge they have to have. It was very impressive, and I don't give big, warm, fuzzy feeling hugs often, so I'm kind of the opposite of that. But I'm going to tell you what, it was really awesome to see. It was a reflection on all of us, and it was just incredible. I mean, what you knew about that, I think he's the new Moses. But no, it was awesome to see that. I think they do a great job, and you know, kudos to you guys specifically. So
thank you.
Thanks.
I would be remiss to Commissioner Cole to not give a huge shout out to Lydia Austin on that as
yep.
well, because Lydia is the engine that moves that monster. So I would be remiss to make sure that Lydia Austin didn't get some of those warm fuzzy feelings
appreciate
that you're dishing out today.
Yeah. Appreciate all your hard work.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you, Commissioner Cole. Before we adjourn, any final comments, Secretary?
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. I know it's been a long day, so I'll keep it short. But I do want to recognize there's two local staff in the back here I didn't recognize yet. One of them is Keith Mutchler. He is our CO training supervisor. He's been in the Lemon area for quite some time, was a field officer for 16 years out here. 16 years, is that right? Yeah, 16 years, and he still resides here in the Lemon community. The community loves Keith, so I appreciate all the work he does. I think a lot of you have known Keith, had a chance to meet with him, but we'll also be with him this evening. The other one I wanted to introduce is Edgar Mesa. Edgar's been in this, he's our Lemon County, our Lemon area, I would say, conservation officer in this area. He's been on, what, 3 years? Going on three years. So Edgar's been doing a phenomenal job up here in the Perkins County area. And yeah, I just wanted to make sure you folks got a chance to know who they are. We will be spending some more time this evening going on a brief tour here to a gun range here not too far down the road this afternoon yet, so stick around for that. And then we'll go on a more detailed tour of Shade Hill tomorrow, looking at the reservoir and the Shade Hill rec area and some other rec areas in the area as well. With that, though, I just want to say thank you to all the staff for the great presentations. Obviously, it's October. It's it's hunting season, and we covered a lot of that already. So I just encourage folks to get outdoors, enjoy the great outdoors. If you're coming to visit, get prepared for a great time. You're going to make some great memories. Bring your family and friends. Things are really shaping up to be a great, great year. I'm just super happy with how the habitat conditions are, and the rain we got and the moisture that we did receive has been very, very good for everything. So we will see everybody in Rapid City on November 7th, or November 6th. We'll have the meeting in Rapid City out there at the Outdoor Campus West. That'll be our next time that we meet. And then we will do the ribbon cutting on November 7th, that Friday. So we're looking forward to that event, obviously. And if there's anything along the way, commissioners, let us know. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Secretary. And with that, we need a motion to adjourn. Moved by Commissioner B, seconded by Commissioner Bartley. And all those in favor say aye. 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 Those opposed, we are adjourned.